There's something of a digital gold rush going on right now in the strange new world of non-fungible tokens. What is that? NFTs, non-fungible tokens, the term for digital artwork and other collectibles sold online via certificates of authenticity on the blockchain. Stay with me. That's the same technology behind Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies. And like Bitcoin, NFTs have made some people a lot of money very quickly and left many more confused as to how or why. Ben Brock Johnson covers tech for Here and Now, and he hosts the podcast Endless Thread. Ben, come on in.
Hi, Peter. How are you?
I'm pretty good, thanks. I just tried to explain what an NFT is, but I think we need you.
I thought you did pretty well. I mean, technically, it stands for Nice Fancy Tacos, which is also the name of my band. Of course, it stands for non-fungible tokens, as you mentioned. The real key phrase here may be non-fungible, as in it can't be replaced by another token, like a dollar could be replaced with another dollar or storage of value. An NFT is at its core really just part of a set of digital information that is fundamentally unique from all other sets of digital information. And it's connected to one of the underlying technologies of cryptocurrency, which you mentioned. And of course, all of this stuff is pretty esoteric and techie. But cryptocurrencies use something called blockchain, which is a kind of shared history of the transfer of digital money. But if we wanted to kind of explain it simply without going too far down that rabbit hole of cryptocurrency, we could just say that NFTs are a way to prove that something digital is the original copy, whether that's a digital photo, painting, piece of music, something else. You can basically mint the original copy, applying the necessary data to create an NFT for it, and then you can sell that image's signature data or that artwork's signature data on a number of marketplaces that have popped up.
If you buy one of these, what do you own?
It's a great question. And I guess it depends a little bit on how we define ownership in the digital world, right? But I think you can sort of think of an NFT as a signed copy of something. Maybe you don't own the copy itself because it's basically ones and zeros stored on a computer, but it's your set of ones and zeros, Peter. And say, for instance, I was a digital artist. I made a floating 3D animation of the words Here and Now that was inside of a speech bubble coming from a cartoon cat, but the cat's face was Peter O'Dowd's face. If I put that on the internet, people can copy and paste it, sure. But if I connected the picture to an NFT and you bought that NFT, then you'd be able to prove that you're the only holder of the one true copy.
I see, but you as the owner couldn't necessarily charge me for, say, looking at it on the internet, could you?
No, not at all. And that's one of the interesting things about this. It could be copied ad infinitum, even if you can prove that you have the only original copy.
Okay, help me understand who's doing this and why. Maybe people heard the story that there's a man who paid more than $69 million for an NFT of a digital collage by the artist Beeple, or the band Kings of Leon just released their latest album using NFTs. So how is this working in the real world, if you want to call it that?
Yeah, so first thing I should say, $69 million for a digital piece of artwork, nice. It could be a good thing, right? Like all kinds of artists can essentially allow people to invest in their artwork in the digital world. That could be really good because raising money for art in the digital world has been a tricky proposition. There's a bit of a frenzy going on with NFTs right now. William Shatner has been selling Shatner-themed digital trading cards. The DJ Deadmau5 did this as well. One of the members of Linkin Park sold music as NFTs. Tons of people, both serious artists and Logan Paul, are experimenting with NFTs as a kind of way to create digital scarcity and make money off of that scarcity. There's a lot of different applications.
But $69 million for a digital collage sounds almost dangerous, right? I mean, like, is it a craze? Is it a bubble? Should people be concerned?
I mean, a lot of this stuff is a craze, you know. But I will say, like, about 5 years ago, I talked to an art collector who is floating this idea that cryptocurrencies, and specifically this underlying technology, blockchain, could actually help artists protect their work. The art world has always suffered from counterfeits, right? And online, being able to make money from your art is so hard because you make an image, you put it online, people can just copy and paste it And so to me, while there's all this kind of frenzy around, you know, buying what are essentially Pokemon cards with millions of dollars right now, to me, this is the real promise of NFTs, not the trading card factor, but the way to say, hey, I made this. This is the original copy, and I, the creator and the owner. That, I think, could be at some point somewhat revolutionary.
What other cautions or criticisms are out there that we should know about?
So connected to what I was just talking about, some people are concerned about this NFT gold rush because there are organizations that are effectively minting a bunch of art in the public domain with NFTs. So taking old art and applying an NFT to a digital copy and selling that. And to some, that kind of looks like copyright fraud. But there's another issue here, which is the massive computing power it takes to make all of this work. Massive amounts of computing power means massive amounts of actual power use, which means a growing and pretty concerning environmental impact. You know, that's something that William Shatner might not be worried about, but the aspirational hero that he plays on TV, Captain Kirk, I think would be worried about that.
Well, let's leave it there. Ben Brock Johnson covers tech for Here and Now and hosts the podcast Endless Thread. Ben, I feel kind of old talking to you about this, and I'm not even that old.
Me too, man. But it's going to be okay.
Well, thanks for your support. Appreciate it. Take care.